Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audio Boom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. And not to forget, the riotous Russell Brand podcast exclusively on Audio Boom. The Audio Boom mobile app, by the way, is terrific. I use it all the time for listening and also for creating audio. On the creative side, the app makes it easy. And one of the best features is that you can record anywhere when you're out and about. And then there's a feature where you can trim the recording. You can get rid of miscellaneous audio at the beginning and at the end and make it the perfect length before uploading it. That's really useful and very easy to do. Just before turning on the microphone for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind, we heard that in a Manhattan U.S. District Court, a ruling in the BMI versus Pandora royalty rate case went in BMI's direction. This happened late yesterday, and it raises the rate at which Pandora must pay for BMI-represented music, and it raises that rate by 43%. BMI collects and distributes royalties on behalf of 650,000 songwriters, composers, and publishers. This lawsuit began in 2013 when the two sides could not reach a rate agreement. By U.S. government regulations, the dispute went straight to trial as Pandora continued to program BMI music in its internet radio streams. Pandora paid a statutory rate set at 1.75% of its revenue. The trial outcome moves that rate up to 2.5%. Obviously, BMI is happy with the judgment. Pandora said publicly that it planned to appeal the decision. Advertising technology company Zapp Media, which is spelled X-A-P-P Media, creates ad products for streaming audio, and the company released a new edition of its ongoing study of streaming audio advertising. It's called the Internet Radio Ad Load Report. It follows up on the first edition of the report, which covered the fourth quarter of last year. This edition analyzes the first quarter of this year, and here are the headline results. More advertisers appeared in first quarter testing, fewer ads were presented, and the timed ad load was lower on average. Also, the 30-second format was even more present and popular than in the previous quarter. Streaming audio presents a much less crowded advertising experience to listeners than broadcast radio does, and that experiential advantage increased. The average ad load per hour dropped from about 2.5 minutes to 2 minutes and 21 seconds. And the number of units also fell from an average of 6.5 ads per hour in the first report to 5.2 ads on average per hour in the first quarter. Both of those numbers are way, way lower than broadcast radio, which typically plays 8 to 12 minutes of ads each hour. I'll give you one guess at which one listeners prefer, lots of ads or not as many. By the way, speaking of Zapp Media, the company also announced something else this week, and that was a new round of capital funding to the tune of $3.8 million. And that brings the company's total venture capital war chest to $6.8 million. From the Rumor Factory, this week brings a fresh batch of rumors and sneak peeks into Apple's forthcoming music service, based on the acquisition of Beats Music 1 year ago. Just about exactly a year ago, come to think of it, last May. Unnamed industry sources say that Apple will ditch the Beats brand, and the new service is likely to be called Apple Music. Also, rumor is that artists and bands will be able to create their own pages in Apple Music or Beats Music or iBeats or whatever it's going to be called. That would be an interesting feature, those artist pages. Right now, artists and performers don't have much control about how they're represented within music services. Giving them some marketing power would be a good way for Apple to differentiate its new platform, and it could make things more interesting for consumers and listeners, too. Very interesting news from Ardio, the on-demand music service, which has announced a new subscription plan focused on mobile listening. It's called Ardio Select, and it offers elements of both lean-back listening, like internet radio, and on-demand listening, on mobile devices for $3.99 a month. The newly launched plan joins RDO's fully on-demand service. That costs $10 a month, and it also joins the free ad-supported online radio platform. As such, RDO Select, the new plan, wedges into a semi-premium price point with semi-interactive features. RDO Select stations offer unlimited skipping, unlike Pandora, and no advertisements. For on-demand activity, members can have 25 downloads in their devices at any given time for offline listening. Those songs can be kept on the device for as long as the individual wants, and of course, as long as the person continues subscribing, and can be replaced as frequently as once a day. RDO is also curating a library of 10-song playlists that seem designed specifically to be a part of those 25 downloads. This carefully calibrated level of on-demand music access gives users about 2 albums at a time for binge listening, and that possibly mimics user habits pretty accurately. This is really quite interesting. RDO is competing with Pandora on price, even undercutting it a little, and offering much more interactivity. And it's introducing a new price point for an on-demand service. Granted, RDO Select is not as full-featured as the premium service, but it might hit a sweet spot of just the right amount of on-demandness at just the right price. So this will be very interesting to follow. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.